Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the things I love most about studying grammar is that the Arabs were very logical in how they broke down their grammar. Okay, so the first thing that they discussed is, what is speech? Because what is grammar? Grammar is the rules that guard the intellect, the tongue, from errors in speech. Just as logic are the rules that guard the intellect from errors in thinking. Okay, usul is a branch of logic, which are the rules that guard the faqih, or the mujtahid, or the scholar, from making an error regarding the Quran and its rulings, Quran and Hadith and its rulings. Okay, so grammar is likewise this. So the first thing is that. So what is speech then? If grammar's the purpose of nahu and grammar is to guard our speech from error, then what is speech? So the first line of the Ajrumiyyah is al-kalam huwa al-lafz al-murakkab al-mufid bil-wad'. Okay, al-lafz is an utterance, all right? Hence the written word or the gesture is not referred to as speech. Murakkab implies that it is connected. Okay, so this word here is al-lafz. Secondly, is murakkab implies that it is connected. So it's not, hence a single word by itself is not speech. A single word is known as a kalima or kalimat. So in order for you to have speech, al-kalam, you're having two conditions so far. Number one, it's an utterance. So if I point to something or write something, that's not considered kalam. If I put al-murakkab, right, it has to be murakkab. Secondly, if I just say one word, then it's merely a kalima. It has no meaning. Okay? So the word kalima is also used to refer to a full speech or a sentence with a deep meaning, such as kalimat at-tawheed, which is the shahada. Right? So the word kalima, you might hear it to refer to as a message or a speech. Okay, in grammar, it's used as a single word. Okay, in language, the word kalima is a single word. Now, the third condition is that it's mufid, namely that the listener is not left waiting for any more words. Hence, half a sentence like Samih ate the would not be speech, right? Since we remain waiting to hear what Samih ate. Okay, phrases like these are known as غير مفيد, not beneficial. Okay? Benefit here does not refer to value, but rather to grammatical completeness. So the third condition is that it's مفيد, and مفيد here means that, grammatically speaking, we're not left hanging. So phrases are nonsense, right? Like this, Samih ate the, right? Or the green cup. These are just phrases that have no grammatical value. There's no object. We don't even know how to categorize this. What kind of sentence? Is it a verbal sentence? Is it a question? What is it? So that's the third condition. Now the fourth condition is that bilwada, that it refers to al-wada al-arabi, meaning that it has to be in the Arabic language. So hence, speech in any other language is not considered kalam. Here we can open up to a little discussion here on what is considered Arabic, what is considered classical Arabic, or Arabic that is in the Quran, for example, is what the Arabs considered, or what they knew and used in their language at the time, even if it didn't originate from Arabic. All right, there's a number of these words in the Quran, and Imam Suyuti gathered them, that come from various different languages, all right, that they came from other languages, but the Arabs absorbed them and used those words. So those words end up becoming treated as Arabic words, even though their origin is not Arabic. Okay. And of course, today we have a ton of those, because whenever you're conquered, you will take on the language of your conquerors. All right, now we go to the components of kalam. Next, he lists the three types of words of which speech is comprised. So now we go down to the next level. So.